And on this High Five Friday, we have a couple of special guests in this morning from the Arbor Care Center in O'Neill. We have Matt Burville and Rhonda Kettler. First of all, happy 2021.
Yes, thanks, Scott. It's good to be back here in the new year. I got Rhonda Kettler in here with me, and she unfortunately wasn't able to make it last year on any of the shows with us. She seems to be kind of busy with our infection control over the last year. I thought I would get her in here, and we'll just do a little talking about our vaccination efforts over the last few months that we've been planning, and just kind of talk about things out in the community.
But of course, the important thing is we made it through 2020.
We made it. Yes. Yep. We still got our masks and our distance between everybody, but we're still here and going along with it.
And so, I know, Matt, you and your staff out there, you guys really took a lot of extra care. And we said everything was kind of screwed up in 2020. It was a whole new experience for everybody. But we made it through it. And I know you there's a lot of people that you'd like to thank, probably.
Absolutely. Yep. With the last 2020 that we had, it came with a lot of policy change within the facility and at the state and federal level. Just really want to thank everybody out in the community, between our family members, friends of staff and residents. We've had some vendors like our Handelbend building downtown and the floral shops. We've been receiving flowers, plants, words of encouragement, letters, donuts, just about anything you can imagine. And I just want everyone to understand the importance of that. In my perspective, being the executive director out there, there's nothing better than getting our staff morale up. And when people out in the community are supporting us the way that they have over the course of 2020, it really uplifts everyone's spirits from the top down. And I just want to thank everybody for their efforts and helping us out over the last year and understanding the situation. I know it's difficult at times for friends and family to not be able to get in all the time when they want to, but there's just several different factors that come into play, and just know that we're looking forward to hopefully a happy, healthy 2021.
You bet. And I know, Matt, you guys work directly with North Central District Health Department, with the state of Nebraska, with the directed health measures, and you guys are always keeping abreast of that, and I know you're trying to implement changes as you are able to, correct? So, but it's all, everybody be patient.
Yeah, you bet. There's a lot of moving parts to just about every process that occurs. And at one point there in 2020, about in the middle of it, it seemed like every day there was regulatory or policy changes that were coming into effect. So it was hard to keep everybody in the loop on them. But now things have slowed down a little bit and they're a little stagnant at the moment. But we're hoping within the next, 6 months that we're starting to see some more changes back to our old ways here, hopefully. Right. So,
and so, Matt, are there some things that you're able to do now that maybe you weren't able to do in 2020, like as far as visitors and activities and things like that?
So at this current time, we're still the long-term care community, or nursing homes, I should say. I know everyone's regulations are a little different as far as where you are on the spectrum of care. Mm-hmm. But for us in general, right now, our county's positivity rate is still slightly a little too high for us to be allowing visitors regularly. We're above 10% positivity rate. So at this current time, we're doing more compassionate care visits and things like that. But as far as the general public, we're still kind of having to shelter in place. But this is constantly changing Scott. So it's every week we're on the CMS website checking our county's positivity rate, hoping we keep creeping to that 10%. And at one point we were at about 40 or 41% 1 week, and I think now we're down to about 19. So we're trending in the right direction, and we're getting there. It's just kind of hit our community the last few months here a little harder than it did in the middle and start of 2020. It took a little while to get to us, but when it got here, we started seeing the community spread. But we're seeing our numbers go back down, so we're excited and happy checking on that weekly.
So folks can still call the nursing home, and if they want to know anything about a resident or or family member, they're always
you
welcome
bet.
To call.
You bet. Yep. And we've had a lot of good support, too, from the community in that sense. We've had the fifth graders out, and they brought words of encouragement with signs for
outside,
the residents.
From outside,
walked around the outside of the building, and we've had some of them sing outside, and I know St. Mary's is getting in on coming around here, I think, in February. So we've had a lot of good community support, and I just thank everybody for hanging in there with us and giving us encouragement through 2020.
All right, also joining us this morning is Rhonda Kettler. And Rhonda, good to have you with us.
Thank you for having us.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I became a nurse about 10 years ago, and I started out in acute care. And then about 2 years ago, I moved over to the nursing home world just for a different perspective. Absolutely love it. Love getting to know our residents, love getting to be part of their lives. They feel like family members, and it's hard to see anybody leave or pass away. So I've had a good time there and really enjoy my position at the nursing home.
Awesome. And, of course, you're in charge of infection control, and this last year that's been a little bit more of a process than maybe in the past. Not that it's always hasn't been infected and clean, but this past year I'm sure there's been a number of additional steps that have been added.
It really has been kind of a challenge. I'm not exactly sure how Laura and Matt got me talked into infection control, but especially in March after I already knew it was coming. But it's been an interesting process. I learned something every day, and it's been a good challenge. So, yeah, it's...
Anything that kind of stands out maybe that's been a definite change from the way things were done before?
I think our biggest change is the process of documenting and going back and checking things using our QAPI process improvements, constantly looking for something to change, something to improve, to make better. It seems like every day we find something different, and that's a good thing because every improvement we make is better for our residents and for our staff.
You bet. And, of course, we know with all the DHMs, it's been tough on the residents, but it's also been tough on all the nurses and all the staff out at the Arbor Care Center, hasn't it? It's definitely not seeing somebody smile makes a difference, kind of, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And, you know, we have those residents that have trouble with hearing, and it's so hard not to be able to pull a mask down and let them see your face. And so this has definitely been a process, and our staff has been very resilient. Everything that our residents have been going through with not being able to do holidays and go to graduations and baptisms and weddings and everything else, our staff are having to endure that too. So they've been very resilient, and we appreciate all their dedication to our residents.
You bet. But as always, at Arbor Care Center, taking care of the residents is always the number one priority.
It is our number one priority, and our staff are very good at making them their priority.
And I'm sure that you're looking forward to hopefully maybe a little easier, not that it's ever easy, but maybe a little more smooth 2021.
We would love a smooth 21, but, you know, that's unfortunately not something that's like tomorrow. We see all of these big changes. We see our vaccination program going. That's not going to make changes tomorrow. This is not the race that everybody's talking about. It's the marathon that people are having to endure. And they're talking, you know, we get our second dose of vaccine on Wednesday for a lot of our residents and for some of our staff. And unfortunately, it takes 2 weeks to build that immunity after the second dose. And then we have to wait for the people in the community to get their vaccine so that they don't bring illness back in. We love the idea that the vaccine is there, but it doesn't necessarily cure everything. It just helps us a little bit.
Yeah. All right. And like we said, as always, if folks want to ask about a family member or anything like that, the staff out at the Arbor Care Center is always glad to answer questions.
Oh, definitely. And we do our best to accommodate our families. We want to keep them as connected with their residents as possible. So we have the iPad option so that they can actually FaceTime with their residents. We have phones that they can use. We do everything in our power to make them as connected to their families as possible.
Awesome. Well, Rhonda, you mentioned something as we were visiting about, obviously, the residents and the staff out there have been going through the vaccine process. But I kind of caught just a little bit that to make this vaccine effective and to maybe get things a little bit back into normal, it's important that as many people as possible get the vaccine. And that's kind of a little plea out there to everybody in the community, you know, to get the vaccine, and that way we can kind of get back to a little bit more normalcy.
It really is. We have a lot of staff that sat on that edge of whether they should get it or whether they shouldn't, and we were able to give them a lot of the research so that it helped sway their minds towards getting it. And we don't want to coerce anybody to do it, but everybody has kind of a responsibility in order for our schools and our long-term care and everything to go back to normal or as normal as it can possibly be in 2021. We really need support of everybody, and as many people as possible that can get the vaccine would benefit our facility as well as many others. We work a lot with UNMC, and Dr. Beacom always gave us an analogy, and it's a great analogy. He said 2020 is our sinking ship. You know, the boat's going down, and this vaccine is a life jacket until we can get the lifeboats here. And wouldn't you rather have that life jacket so that you have something to help you until they can find that cure or something that's more effective towards this virus? So, you know, his analogy always kind of sticks in my head, and the more people that we can get vaccinated, the better it is for the people who are most at risk.
You bet. And just as in the case counts with COVID-19, obviously the North Central District Health Department, the state is all keeping count of how many vaccine doses are given out. So we want to get that number up as high as we can.
Exactly. And if you have the opportunity and you're not quite sure, the providers are wonderful at talking to you about whether this is something that's acceptable for you or not. When we went to vaccinate all of our residents, we had to get orders from providers, and they looked through their medical history and really made sure that this was appropriate for them. So certainly go talk to them, because they're going to help you make that decision or help you get the research that you need to help you make that decision.
All right, you guys. Well, anything else before we let you go this morning?
And I think if there is any vaccine hesitancy out there, we are more than willing to be a resource to anybody. If you guys need to call and talk, we'll be more than willing to provide factual, research-based information as to why this is good for the community and the world in general and moving forward. Just like Rhonda's saying, this affects so much more than just us in long-term care. This is everybody. This is schools. This is businesses. This is people's livelihoods. So if we can provide the education and get that out there, we'll be looking for a happy, healthy 2021, and that's what we're
excited
for.
It's Friday, and this is getting us back to where we're able to slap somebody's hand on High Five Friday.
Exactly. You bet. We've
been able to do that for almost a year.
You bet.
But, well, we appreciate you guys coming in and for what you have done and your staff. We know it's not been an easy 2020 wasn't easy. 2021, obviously, is going to have its obstacles, too, but we made it through 2020, and I know we're just looking for a better year and to keep everybody healthy.
You betcha. Yeah, we're headed in the right direction, and I appreciate you guys having us on today.
All right, you bet. Matt Burville and Rhonda Kettler from the Arbor Care Center here in O'Neill.